USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Protests have continued into a third night in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, following the fatal shooting of Dante Wright over the weekend. Crowds have gathered outside the city's police station in the face of a curfew imposed by Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Officers began to try to clear the crowd from around the building before curfew after some protesters began shaking the complex's fence and throwing projectiles at officers. Both the officer involved in the shooting and the Brooklyn Center police chief resigned on Tuesday. Officer Kim Potter resigned on Tuesday along with Brooklyn Center police chief Tim Gannon. In her resignation letter, Potter said she believed it was in the best interest of the department and the community if she resigned immediately. And President Biden has officially been invited to give an address to a joint session of Congress. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi extended the invite Tuesday for him to speak on Wednesday, April 28th. The speech would come several days shy of Biden's 100th day in office. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
A group of lawmakers are taking aim at the tax-exempt status of Major League Baseball after it moved its All-Star game out of Georgia. Tim Berg has more.
Some U.S. senators are hitting back at Major League Baseball over their decision to move their All-Star game out of Atlanta. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz saying he wants to end the league's immunity from antitrust laws. Cruz also doubling down on his support of Georgia's new voting law, saying the league isn't concerned about voter fraud. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And police in California announced an arrest Tuesday in a 1996 cold case. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Ann Parkinson says they've arrested two men in connection with the disappearance of Kristen Smart. Paul Flores was arrested on charges of murder, and his father, Raul, was arrested on charges of accessory to murder. Flores has been the prime suspect in the case since Smart's 1996 disappearance. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine has been sidelined by the CDC and FDA. Lance Pry reports.
The FDA and the CDC put the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at federal sites on hold and urged states to do the same while they investigate safety issues on Wednesday. Six recipients, all women between the ages of 18 and 48, developed blood clots. One woman died, and a second woman in Nebraska has been hospitalized in critical condition. In the United States alone, 300,000 to 600,000 people a year develop blood clots, and it's unclear if the vaccine caused the ailment. All of the women developed the condition between 6 and 16 days of vaccination. So far, Johnson & Johnson has vaccinated nearly 7 million Americans. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
All 50 states have announced they would temporarily stop administering the Johnson & Johnson shot. Some states, like Ohio, have decided to shut down some of their mass vaccination sites for the week. And the Biden administration is planning on pulling all remaining troops out of Afghanistan later this year. The Washington Post first reporting the decision to pull troops from the country by September. More than 3,000 troops will remain in Afghanistan past a May 1st deadline initially set by former President Donald Trump. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell criticized the decision from the Senate floor, saying that the administration had decided to abandon the fight against terrorism.
Precipitously withdrawing U.S. forces from Afghanistan is a grave mistake. It is a retreat in the face of an enemy that has not yet been vanquished, an abdication of American leadership.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.